Phoenix Audio presents
The Gin Closet, a novel by Leslie Jameson. For my grandmothers, Patricia Cumming Leslie and Mary Dal Temple Jameson. O love, how did you get here? O embryo, remembering, even in sleep, your cross position. The blood blooms clean. In you, Ruby, the pain you wake to is not yours. From Sylvia Plath, Nick and the Candlestick. Stella. On Christmas, I found Grandma Lucy lying on linoleum. She'd fallen. The refrigerator hummed behind her naked body like a death rattle. There were bloody tissues balled in her fists, but she was alive and speaking. "I just wanted a little yogurt," she said. "I got a nosebleed." Her arms fluttered in the air, clutching for handholds, human fingers, anything. It was the first time I'd seen her whole body, her baggy ghost skin and all the blue veins underneath. I'd ridden a train through the brittle Connecticut winter with a wedge of gingerbread and a ham sandwich full of fatty cuts, her favorite kind. I had a bag of presents. From the floor, she asked, "Are those for me?" She was shivering. I'd never seen her this way, so fluent at this grasping. Her face twitched as though she were trying to hold her features steady while something happened underneath. She took my hand. Her fingers were greasy with lotion. "I need Matilda," she said. Her voice was calm and sure, as if this request was entirely reasonable. I'd never heard of anyone named Matilda. I gripped her wrist and slid one hand under the hunch of her back. Her skin was loose between the bony marbles of her spine. "Don't pull," she said. "It hurts." I called my brother. Tom said, "You need to ask her, Lucy, did you hit your head?"